Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. The AI-assisted code generation sphere is experiencing a burst of competition, and startup Tabby ML, which is the brainchild of former Google employees, is making waves. Recently, the startup secured, as I mentioned, over $3 million, $3.2 million in seed funding to kind of further enhance its open source code generator. So differentiating from GitHub's Copilot, Tabby ML offers a kind of unique proposition as a self-hosted coding assistant. So Men Zhang, one of the co-founders, emphasized the tool's robust customization capabilities, saying, quote, "We foresee a landscape where the customization in software development will be a predominant need for all businesses." I think while proprietary software solutions may have matured, when juxtaposed with GitHub's OpenAI-fueled tool, open source solutions like Tabby ML kind of stand out. So according to Zhang, he believes that they stand out a lot. This is particularly evident in larger enterprise settings. Lucy Gao, Zhang's co-founder, pointed out how engineers in these environments often utilize proprietary code, and this makes tools like Copilot less effective, whereas open source solutions like Tabby ML can actually kind of thrive. So Gao illustrates this with a bit of a straightforward example, saying, quote, "If an employee pens a code line, I can seamlessly pull it using Tabby ML. However, as with many AI innovations, code generators can have their shortcomings. So sometimes delivering buggy outputs." Gao, however, sees this challenge as fairly manageable for self-hosted platforms like theirs, as users make alterations to Tabby ML's auto-suggestions or dismiss them, the tool learns and actually improves. So if it's saying like, hey, here's a great bit of code for what you're working on, and you say, no, that's not relevant, it's actually going to learn from that and get better, which I think is very interesting. So the primary objective of these AI-driven code generators isn't to, you know, necessarily oust human programmers, but to kind of complement their efforts for now. I'm sure in the future, these things will be able to just completely automate a lot of these tasks and oust them. It's kind of funny. A lot of people talk about the fact that AI is not going to replace everyone's jobs. It's just going to help, you know, people that like augment everything you're doing. Well, yeah, but also I feel like it's going to replace a lot of jobs. And if you're not really aware of that, or if you're not willing to admit that, then it's going to just be more disruptive when it actually happens. So I think in any case, a recent survey by GitHub highlighted that Copilot's recommendations were accepted by users at a 30% rate. So further, Zhang kind of spotlighted an intriguing statistic from a Google developer gathering. Nearly a quarter of the tech giant software engineers encountered over 5 assistive instances daily via its AI-enhanced internal code editor, which is called Cider. So launched just a few years ago, Tabby ML has already gained, I think, some solid attention. They have over 11,000 GitHub stars. One of the partners and ZooCap have been identified as the primary investors in this funding round. Actually, I think that was Young Key Partners and ZooCap. And I think addressing this kind of looming competition with the behemoth Copilot, of course, where the big showdown is going to happen, Yang speculates that OpenAI's advantage might start to slip as AI models evolve and the expenses and all the expenses kind of associated with computing power decline. So currently GitHub and OpenAI's edge kind of comes from their ability to roll out AI models hosting tens of billions of parameters via cloud networks. Although there are, you know, costs to deploying such large models, Copilot has ingeniously balanced this out to some extent by, you know, batching requests. So, you know, regardless of that, I think the tactic has its limitations, Microsoft reportedly bled over $20 per GitHub Copilot user monthly in the initial months of this year, as disclosed by the Wall Street Journal. So definitely not profitable and costing them a ton of money. I think in contrast to that, Tabby's strategy is to reduce development hurdles by endorsing models that train on 1 to 3 billion parameters. So while this may compromise quality in the interim, Zhang is fairly optimistic about this and says, quote, as computing power becomes more affordable and open source models elevate in caliber, GitHub and OpenAI's competitive advantage is bound to ebb. So I think it's going to be interesting to see if he's right about this or not. Definitely a very interesting area to watch.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.